Welcome back, one and all, to the Weekender's Edge. I am your host, Nick Simonson, outdoors writer, with my materials online at newsdakota.com and dakotaedge.com. Check it all out up there so you can find the tips and tactics that will catch you more fish through the ice and get you all set for a great spring of fishing. We're looking ahead here to the near weekend, though. 9th, 10th, and 11th of February. So let's take the next 3 days, wrap them all up into 3 minutes so you can get the most out of your time outdoors. Starting out on Friday, the 9th of February, we're going to have that wintry mix kind of blowing through as we close out some windy conditions from Thursday night, starting out with temperatures in the mid-20s, and that's probably where they're going to stay. You might see a max of near 30, but things will be gusty out of the northwest, 23 to 35 miles an hour as that light snow tapers and wraps up throughout the day. Don't expect more than a half inch or so on your Friday by the evening. Those winds are going to die off as we look ahead to Saturday the 10th. We're in our new moon weekend with that overnight moon on Friday night being our new moon phase, so you might see a bump as conditions start to improve throughout the weekend. Your wake-up low is going to be in the low 20s with highs getting up to around 30 degrees. You're going to notice those northwest winds taper off 15 to 20, so it will be a decrease from those gusty conditions as we are looking at Friday. Sunday, let's call that our pick of the weekend as things improve. Winds die off a little bit and conditions get a whole lot nicer for your outdoor activities. Your wake-up low is going to be right around 20 degrees with highs getting up to near freezing, but those winds are going to be blissfully light, right around 10 miles an hour out of the west. You may see a few higher gusts in the afternoon, but things are going to be very, very nice as skies clear Saturday into Sunday, and you're going to have good conditions with partly cloudy skies on Sunday to get out there and enjoy some time on the ice.
And that time on the ice right now in this portion of the winter often presents its challenges. We're at kind of the trough when it comes to oxygen in the water. Fish are a little bit more lethargic, and they don't have as much to eat as they would have had in, say, like October, November, and into first ice around December and January. So you have to adjust your tactics. It's a whole different mentality. So the first thing I want you to think about as you're venturing out, hopefully on Sunday when things are nice, is that you move around. Find those spots that you know fish are going to be at, junctions of creek channels and main channels, timber fields, rock piles, whatever it is you've turned to in the past, kind of keep that in mind as you move and stay in motion. If you've got those portable shacks, got those augers, punch those holes and find those spots on a spot that are going to produce those fish for you. Number two, adjust your tactics. Lighter line, smaller lures, maybe a little bit more gentle presentation. You're not ripping those spoons and spooking them. And then having that live bait right next door to your active hole is going to help you connect with those fish that find that spoon, that find that jig, but aren't quite as active, aren't quite as interested. They're going to look and find that easy meal over there and snap it up, just like you would if you saw a couple potato chips laying in a bowl on the counter. Keep those in mind as you get out this weekend and for the rest of the season until things fire up at late ice, and you're going to have a whole lot more success. Remember, take a kid fishing. For the Weekender's Edge, I'm Nick Simonson. Good fishing to you.